8:32 o'clock. Let's call to order the Gates County Board of Equalization. Open Meeting Act is passed on the corner of the law. Attendance by observation: Juergens, Hill, Dorn, Bauman, Lytle, Setzer, Myers will be gone all day. Let's wish him well today. He has something planned today, so let's wish him well. First would be approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
I'll move to approve.
By Setzer.
Second.
Seconded by Hill. Vote.
No.
Maybe I should have stayed away another 5 minutes.
I know it. You should have.
6-0 to approve again. Buyers will be gone all day. Next would be to approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting.
Move to approve.
Moved by Setzer.
Second.
Seconded by Hill. Discussion. Vote.
You got me all screwed up this morning.
6-0 to approve. Next will be comments from the public and requests for future agenda items relative to the Board of Equalization. Terry?
Nothing. I'm good.
Patty?
Well, the next thing that we'll be working on is your preliminary requests for tax rates from the fire districts and the townships. So that'll go on the next board meeting because I don't think we have to have them set by September 1st.
We have to have them in
by August 1st. Yeah, so probably the next meeting we'll have to do that because I don't think you guys meet again until September 3rd, right?
Right. 20th will be our next one.
Yeah. So it's kind of going to be pushing it because that's one of my valuations, but I think we can get that done by the... Yeah. We're going to try.
Matt?
So...
While we're talking about it, can I... You just said fire districts. This is something that I've... I got a question on that. Totally all the fire districts in Gage County, anyway, are a member of that...
MFO. And I can't explain that much to you.
Okay, here's the crust of it that I get.
Okay.
To belong to that organization, you have to assess your people or your taxpayers in that area 3 cents per $100 of evaluation.
Right.
Now, as evaluation rises, that 3 cents is still assessed on that... valuation that you have. So that means that much more money's come into that district?
Correct.
Doesn't seem right to me, but...
I don't know. I don't understand the MFO real well. So I know everybody has to be at 3 cents in order for it to
be... I mean, it just makes sense that, you know, you need so much money to operate. All of a sudden, you're getting this inflow of money. Mm-hmm. So where are we going to spend it next? Mm-hmm. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. And I don't know if that can ever be changed or how's that.
What I've been told by the state auditor, you don't have to give out any of your authority. There's some counties that don't, but they got in trouble, you know, with the lid and the levy limits. That's your decision. That's why you need to let them know after their preliminary what you're going to do.
Yeah, so I need to set them at 3 or I need, and then townships are at 7.5. So if that needs to change, I need to know because I'll have them set by the next board meeting.
And even if the fire districts were not under our levy, the 50, they would still need to have 3 to be a member of the MFO, right? Is the way it is, you know. So it really wouldn't change.
The way we understand it, but yeah.
You know, is there any chance of that changing? Is there any talk of it changing? Not to be heard. Okay.
No.
So the townships are kind of going to be the same way. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're allowing 7.5. If they decide to go over, they have to have their own town meeting,
right?
Yeah.
You know, to go over that. But it should bring some more tax dollars into them. And, of course, except the ones that are, you know, just putting down what they need for the townships.
Well, they're also affected by that 2.5%.
Right.
Lid. I mean, so there's some of the townships that would like more, but
sure,
their valuation would allow them a lot more because I know we have one that's under 3 mil levy.
Yeah.
and stuff, so.
Then you've got your historical and your ag society, too, so. That we put them there, so. I'll set them the same as last year unless you guys want something different.
I mean, I think to be a member of that MFO,
right.
You have to have it there. When you are a member of that organization, that qualifies you for some state money coming back
down. I think so. That's true, too.
And I think that's the idea of it. But, I mean, everybody else will lower their mill levy for what their needs are. This is just extra cash keeps coming in. I mean, someday that's going to have to be enough's enough, the way I see it. So.
So we'll need to put that on the agenda for next time because I think most everybody got there.
I believe so. I think we'll have to double check.
It's been kind of quiet in my office, so that's a good thing, I guess. Or change? Maybe.
Send some people your way. For
That's all right. I had a couple months. I'm ready to just kind of...
My office is really quiet. I can say... Anything else?
Do you know, Patty, when will you find out if, you know, of the protests we had, if any of those are going to go on to Turk or have you
they
heard?
They have to file. Actually, it's by August. I think we ended the meeting the 23rd, so I'm telling them the 23rd. I think they actually have to the 25th.
Okay. We have had requests to send out some forms. A couple.
That wanted forms to maybe
whether
possibly.
They file or not, I don't know, but yes.
Yep. So that's all I have.
Oh, the heat must have made it here.
Anything else for equalization? All right, seeing none. I just wrote a note here to myself. I'll follow up with Brian Dakey regarding the MFO and maybe get some more clarification on that and bring back some information. I've had it explained to me once or twice, but unless you deal with it all the time, I keep track of. Okay, we have no more action items or anything for the Board of Equalization. We will adjourn 8:40.